How to be filled with the Spirit of God, Part 2. Continued from Part 1 of this post, now you might be saying, oh great, this is how to really have the Spirit of God? How in the world am I going to have this? There is no way this is happening now. This is back then in the Bible days. It doesn't happen today. It's impossible. And if it still happens today, there's no way I can have this if I have to speak in tongues and prophesy. To answer these questions, yes, it still happens today. I got filled with the Spirit of God when I was 9 years old, and I spoke in tongues and prophesied about the wonderful works of God. I still do that today when I go in the presence of God and worship Him and love Him. It certainly still happens today. Prophesying about the wonderful works of God is when the Spirit of God comes upon you and you start to speak in tongues. You can't drum this one up either. And you start to praise Him and love Him and speak out loud about how wonderful He is and how great He is. Of course, when you're speaking in tongues, you can't understand it. But somehow, in the process of speaking in tongues, you will speak in your own language, and you will understand what your heart is saying. You are loving Him and praising Him. You will feel it come from the bottom of your soul. It just happens. It just comes. You just want to do it. And yes, you may certainly have it too. The Bible states, according to your faith, so shall it be done unto you. Now don't get worried that you may not have the faith to have it. If you lack the faith, ask the Lord for it. The second thing is, this is exactly what the people that were listening to Peter asked. When he started preaching to them about Jesus Christ and how they crucified Him and rejected Him, and how God had made Jesus Lord and Christ, the people asked the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Acts 2, verses 37 through 39. See, Peter said, the promise of the Holy Spirit is unto them and to their children and to all that are far away, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So if you feel the Lord's calling in your life, then the promise is yours. Just believe. Have faith that He loves you, and He most certainly desires to give it to you. Now the thing is though, like Peter said, we have to repent. Repentance means the action of repenting, sincere regret or remorse. Basically, repenting is turning away from sin and desiring to live for God and to follow Him. It is also asking Him to forgive you of whatever sins you have done in your life, from since you were aware of them when you were a child until this moment. You can say this prayer, "Jesus, I come to you right now and repent of my sins. Please forgive me for whatever I have said, done, thought of, desired in my life that were not pleasing before you. Please, Lord, forgive me. I repent of them. My desire is to live for you and to follow you. I ask also that you will come and be my Lord and Savior in my life today. Please come into my heart, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen." That is the first thing about getting the Spirit of God. I ask the Lord for forgiveness every time I come to Him. I even ask Him to show me my sins and to help me repent of them. Remember, He is our righteousness. Without Him, we are nothing. We can't be perfect without Him. So don't try to please God without His help. It is pointless. Jesus Christ said in His Word, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. The second thing is, get baptized. After you've repented and asked the Lord Jesus Christ for His forgiveness for all the things you've done wrong in your life, against Him, against other people, and even against yourself, you need to get baptized next. Peter said that it is for the remission of our sins. Remission in the Bible, based on Strong's Concordance, is deliverance, pardon, complete forgiveness, a sending away, a letting go, a release. Basically, when you get baptized, you're getting your sins washed away from you. It is also a spiritual burial, or dying away from your old life and living a new one for God. There is a miraculous thing that transpires when you get baptized. In God's eyes, you are buried from your past life and is ready to be revived or brought to life by Him through the infilling of the Holy Ghost. He must baptize you with His Spirit to be truly born again. Washing away our sins and getting baptized in the water is not just a symbolism of our faith. Something remarkable and supernatural truly takes place when you get baptized. Your heart lightens and your eyes open to a whole new world. It's like you died from an old life. I know, because I have experienced this. This is so important in God's eyes that Jesus Christ made John the Baptist baptize him. He told him, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he suffered him. Matthew 3, verse 15. Basically, the Lord was saying, allow it for now, because this is the way for us to fulfill all righteousness. Even though, mind you, he did not have any sin, yet he was baptized. Apostle Paul explained it this way, "For he hath made him to be sin for us," meaning God made Jesus Christ to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. This clearly shows us that baptism is so important to God that Jesus Christ asked John the Baptist to baptize him. He said it is a righteous act. That's why Peter says to us we should do it. Also, another thing to note here, Peter told everyone to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the only one that can take our sins away. There is no one else who died for our sins. He alone can save us. He is the Lamb of God sent from above to take our sins away. And furthermore, the Bible states in Acts 4, verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There is no other way about it. The only way to salvation is through Jesus Christ. Find someone who has the Spirit of God to baptize you and who will baptize you into the name of Jesus Christ. Because only through His name there is salvation. Only through Jesus' name there is power over our sins and the evil and darkness of the principalities of this world. We must get baptized in His name, Jesus. Also, remember the 12 followers of John the Baptist who were baptized by him, got rebaptized by Apostle Paul. The scripture states they were baptized in the name of Jesus. There's nowhere in the scriptures in the book of Acts where the people were baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Even with Philip, who preached in Samaria, the scripture states that the people were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 8, verse 16. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is not a name. Jesus is. Those are just titles. The same way my name is Sheila, yet I am a wife, a sister, a daughter, and a friend. You can't call me sister, or wife, or friend. Anyone who knows me calls me by my name, Sheila. I know, Jesus Christ told his disciples that when they go and baptize, that they should baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But he knew who he was talking to. He knew his disciples knew what the name of the Father was, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Also remember, Jesus Christ told Peter, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Matthew 16, verse 19. Basically speaking, Peter will know the way to enter heaven. He has the keys to enter heaven. And so this is exactly what Peter told us on the day of Pentecost. He is giving us the keys to enter heaven. Peter knew the name of the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost. He knew it's Jesus Christ. That's why he told the people to get baptized in the name of Jesus. Remember the prophecy in Isaiah 6, verse 9? It said there, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." We can't say Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, and the Prince of Peace and not believe that he is also the Everlasting Father, when the scripture plainly says he is. If there is only one God and we believe Jesus is God, then we've got to believe he is also the Father. Peter knew this. All the apostles knew this. Even Apostle Paul knew this. That's why they went around baptizing in the name of Jesus. They weren't breaking the Lord's commandment at all. They were fulfilling it. Jesus Christ told Philip one day when he was asking the Lord to show him the Father. Jesus said to him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that had seen me had seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" John 14, verse 9. Apostle Paul tells us in Colossians 2, verse 9, "The fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Jesus Christ." When we see Jesus, we see God and everything that makes God, God. We can even see the Holy Ghost through Jesus Christ. To put it bluntly, Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost. After all, who died and rose again? Isn't it Jesus Christ? Before Christ was manifested to become man, he was the Holy Ghost. He was God. He is God. He told the Pharisees, "Before Abraham was, I am." John 8, verse 58. He also told them, I and my Father are one. John 10, verse 30. When you accept this, when you truly believe that Jesus Christ is God, the Father, and the Holy Ghost, Satan cannot shake you. You can cast him out in the name of Jesus and have all the authority of heaven and earth upon you, because Satan knows you know you are coming to him in the name of God. He knows you are coming against him with the full authority of God. Whereas if you think that Jesus is just a little God, or really just human with a little bit of God, maybe, then when you rebuke and cast Satan out of your life, it's not going to work. Satan knows you don't have God in your life. You don't know him. He knows you don't know who Jesus is. You've got a weak spot in you. You've got to believe that Jesus is fully God, or else it's never going to work with Satan and the principalities of this world. That's why it's such a powerful thing that God in the flesh has come down to us and died for us. This is what makes his coming so incredibly amazing and powerful, because God, the Father, the Spirit that created all things in this life and makes all things possible, has come down and revealed himself to us in flesh and blood, and we call his name Jesus. Oh, how he loves us so much. He said to the disciples, Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. John 14, verse 10. If Jesus is God and there is only one God, then we have to believe that Jesus is the Father too. But seriously, you don't have to take my word on this either. You can ask the Lord to show himself to you. Ask him who he is and he will show you. If you earnestly desire the fullness of Jesus Christ and you seek him for a revelation of who he truly is, he will show himself to you. This is how I came to know who he is. I asked him to reveal his fullness to me. It took years in the making, but he showed himself to me. He revealed himself to me. I wouldn't know who he is otherwise if he didn't reveal himself to me. He can do the same for you if you ask him. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your love for me today. I thank you that there is nothing impossible with you, and that if we ask and believe in you, whatever we ask for, you will give it to us. I pray, Father, for more revelation of you, and that you will fill me with more of your Holy Spirit. You said that if we who are evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more you, our Heavenly Father, who is truly good, give to those who ask him his Holy Spirit. Please, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit today. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and make me belong to you. I want to belong to you, Jesus. Please make me yours. I repent of all my sins. Please come to me, cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness, and show me the way to you. Fill me with your Spirit, I pray today, Father, in your most wonderful name, Jesus. Thank you, Father.